With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the country seeing the heaviest snowfall in a decade. A fierce winter storm impacting tens of millions of people.
It's a pretty large area. It's probably encompassing about 1,500 miles all the way from Kansas to the East Coast.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service. A storm snarling travel on the roads and in the air. FlightAware.com reports more than 1,300 canceled flights so far today, more than 500 delays. It's January 6th, the day the Constitution requires Congress to meet in a joint session to certify the results of the presidential election. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it will happen despite the snowstorm. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden and the First Lady travel to New Orleans today following the deadly New Year's Day rampage.
The White House says the president will visit New Orleans to grieve with the families and community members impacted by the tragic attack. 14 people were killed and others injured when a man drove a truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers. Mr. Biden said his message to the victims' families is going to be personal.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Atlanta. They're mourning the passing of former President Carter.
Here at the Carter Center, folks from all across the country stopping by to tour the museum, leave flowers and bags and jars of peanuts outside and pass the casket draped in the American flag here inside the library.
I wish there were more people like him in the world.
Cindy, a volunteer, noting Carter's remarkable life.
Isn't it great, though, that he lived 100 years?
It's amazing how much you can pack into 100 years. Yeah, and to have survived brain cancer and been on hospice for so long, I think he did so much, even at the very end of his life.
Laura Winters, Atlanta, Georgia.
Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 102 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 205, and the S&P futures are up 39 points. This is SRN News. Chaplains are providing comfort in New Orleans.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has dispatched clergymen to the city where they are ministering in the wake of the devastating New Year's Day terrorist attack. Spokesman Josh Holland says, quote, "This level of violence and hate is unfathomable and heartbreaking, too. It is in this dark hour that our chaplains will offer emotional and spiritual care, the hope and comfort of Jesus Christ to the hurting and broken." The attacker killed more than a dozen people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials at Rutgers University say they will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling a complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompted the government to move against Rutgers, one of several major U.S. universities that have seen a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews. It all began in the fall of 2023 with a devastating attack by Hamas on Israel. This is SRN News. The fate of TikTok in the U.S. remains in limbo.
Right now, creators and small business owners are awaiting a decision from the Supreme Court that could upend their livelihoods. Next Friday, the High Court will hear arguments on a law requiring TikTok to break ties with its Chinese-based parent company, ByteDance, or else face a ban in America. For all involved, the prospect of a ban has never been as big as it is right now. Jason Walker reporting.
An exciting backcountry adventure turned deadly for a group of skiers in western Wyoming over the weekend. One skier has been killed, another hurt, after their group triggered a large avalanche while ascending a mountain. The avalanche occurred about 20 miles east of Grand Teton National Park. It took rescuers almost 4 hours to ski into the area because of bad weather. More details at SRNNews.com.